Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Martina Tonarelli from the 79th Venice International Film Festival, and today we will know more about 27 Times Cinema Initiative. To do that, we join by Rita Duque de Oliveira. It's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Who is the ambassador of Portugal for this year edition of 27 Times Cinema. So welcome, Fred.
Thank you.
So first of all, how did you find out about this European project and how did you apply for 27 Times Cinema?
I found out about the project through a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. She actually had another friend applying for the same initiative, and she told me, oh, this is totally your thing, so I think you should apply too. And I ended up being selected, and yeah, I just tried to be creative with the video that they asked, and to be as honest as I could with the questions, the critiques of the movies, and my thoughts about this industry. Yeah.
And what do you expect through this experience?
I expect to broaden my horizons in terms of my knowledge in European cinema. And I also expect to network with people all across Europe, because I believe that that's the only way to make this industry really grow and to actually unify, keeping the diversity but unifying it in Europe so that everybody has access, easier access to any kind of movie that comes from any European country.
I read from your profile that your dream job is to become a director, a film director. That's right.
Yes, I am. I trained to be an actor, and I'm an actor. But I also like to get creative with my work, and I never studied film. But I'm very much into writing my own screenplays and try to put them in action. Try to make that happen. Yeah.
And I also read that your favorite film theater in Portugal is Cinema da Trindade.
Cinema Trindade.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, it's a great cinema in a very good location. It's located in the heart of the city of Porto, and you know, everybody can go. It's like the prices are not like, you know, very expensive. Like it's totally it has easy access to it, and they make a huge effort into bringing different kinds of movies to the theater, so that people in the city can have access to different perspectives in film all across Europe. So and they do support local artists. They make sure they screen their movies, and I think that's very important. Yeah.
And what about the film festivals in your own country? Have you ever attended one of them or any?
No, I'm actually very new in this whole festival thing. This is the first big festival that I'm attending, and I'm pretty much loving the experience. I think I'm going to get addicted into going to more festivals all across Europe. The only festival that I regularly would attend was when I studied abroad in Barcelona, and I used to attend the Sitges Film Festival because that's exactly where I lived. But in terms of like a big festival, this is the first one that I attended to. Yeah.
And thinking about your experience here as a juror of Giornate degli Autori, what's the main thing that you will remind in the future? What's the surprise of this? What surprised you in this experience?
I think that first of all, they're so kind to us, like all the organizers, and they really make sure we're comfortable and we know what's happening at all times. And I think that just watching so many different movies, it really makes me think a lot and reconsider my own ideas about film. And I think that's totally priceless. Apart from the fact that I'm here to actually judge them as well, but it puts me in such a humble position because I really feel the respect for the people that came all the way here to share their work with us, and it's very kind of them because I think that this will only survive as long as people keep on trying to share their work with as many people as they can. Yeah, so I think that's probably the best part about it is the sharing of artwork.
Thank you very much, Rita, for sharing your experience here as a Portuguese ambassador of 27 Times Cinema. And this is Martina Zonarelli for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.